Over the last few days, health officials in central New York have announced that four people, three in Onondaga County and one in Oneida County, have tested positive for the Zika virus. All four contracted the virus while traveling outside the country, and officials say there is no risk to the public. U.S. Senator Charles Schumer says Congress needs to move quickly to get more funding into the hands of researchers who are studying Zika. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, Schumer sent that message during a stop at SUNY Upstate Medical University in Syracuse, where research on the virus is already underway.
Schumer wants legislation on the president's desk by the end of this month. He says with summer coming and mosquito populations booming, the concern over transmission of the disease becomes more urgent. And he notes there are still plenty of questions about the virus that first popped up in South America.
Now we've just learned that it can be transmitted with sexual contact. But if a man has Zika, we don't know how long it after he gets over the symptoms of Zika, that he is still liable to transmit the virus through sexual contact, nor do we even know the exact amount of time to tell a woman not to get pregnant if she's had Zika.
The CDC has confirmed that Zika can cause severe birth defects. 800 cases have been confirmed in the U.S., and there's been one death in Puerto Rico. Schumer says the funds would help researchers find a vaccine as well as pay for mosquito control programs. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.